This is Jim Bamford. I'm a writer. I write on national security. I've written two books on the National Security Agency. The Puzzle Palace, my first book on NSA and Body of Secrets. NSA has an enormous capability to do surveillance on American citizens, to eavesdrop on their most intimate communications. One problem is that you have a lot of press reports and actually people discussing this issue, and they talk about wiretapping. NSA doesn't really tap wires. They don't go to somebody's home and tap a telephone or tap a wire. They do what is known as wholesale eavesdropping. It means eavesdropping on enormous streams of communications coming into the country. An average listening post collects about 2 million pieces of communications an hour. And they sift it all through these very powerful computers. And if your name is in that computer, it's a very, very serious thing. You may be in the computer because you just happen to call somebody who is on NSA's watch list. And you might be the babysitter of somebody who is on the watch list. Or you might call trying to sell a magazine subscription to the person. The point is, NSA picks up your phone call to that person, or that person returning a phone call to you, and all of a sudden now you're in NSA's giant computer. And when you're in that computer, it's virtually impossible to get out. And the most insidious part of the whole thing is that you may not know for years that your name was ever put into the computer. It's only when you go to get a job with the federal government and the government says we can't hire you and doesn't give you a reason. Or when your taxes get audited for some reason and you're not sure exactly why. That was the whole idea of having this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, so that the administration, whatever administration was in power, could not go out on these fishing expeditions, these wild goose chases. So I think these are the things that a lot of the public has really no concept of in terms of NSA. Most of them had never heard of NSA before last December. So that's what the key danger is right now. I think it's the fact that you have an agency that is enormously powerful, yet has no restraints on it right at this moment. There is no oversight, nobody to act as a check and balance. And the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court was pretty much the only real buffer, the only firewall between NSA and the American public. And I think that's why it really, I think a court case is the only thing that will probably force the NSA to return to the law and follow the FISA Act.